Hey, this is Mike Zwick from If Not For God podcast. Our show, Stories of Hopelessness Turned Into Hope. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just seconds. Enjoy it. Share it. But most of all, thank you for listening and for choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
Encouraging prayer. God offers an open invitation for His people to talk with Him at any time about anything. On Encouraging Prayer, Dr. James Banks, author of the best-selling Prayers for Prodigals and many other books on prayer, provides weekly biblical insight to help you learn to love to pray. And now, here's James. So today on Encouraging Prayer, we're going to have a conversation about asking. James, you have a story to share with us, so why not start there?
Okay, well, Robbie, I love this topic because few things show us more directly God's involvement in our lives than when we ask for something and receive a direct answer. But of course, the challenge is that it doesn't always happen that way, and that can cause us to doubt and to question and to ask less. But we shouldn't. Jesus says we should keep asking, not because He wants us to have a gimme kind of faith, not at all, but simply because God designs that for our lives. There's a reason for it, and we'll get into that. But here's my story. The other night at our church prayer meeting, I had my own, I guess, my own personal version of a thorn in the flesh, and I've had it for the past several weeks. There was a piece of glass embedded in my foot that was too deep to get out, and I was hesitant to ask for prayer because there were others who had needs that were much greater. But I'm on my feet a lot, and, you know, just imagine having a rock in your shoe continually, and you kind of get the idea.
Oh, yeah.
So I asked for prayer, and I'm blessed to be part of a church family that really genuinely does pray. And that was in the evening, and the very next day, I step out of the shower, and there it is, this pebble of glass. And I felt so much better that it was out. You know, it was such a small thing, but such a big reminder. We need to ask about the small things.
Yeah, I appreciate that because it's not usually where people go when they talk about asking. They usually go for the big stuff, right? Wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly right. Because often we feel like, how can I bother God with something so small? And I appreciate that. God isn't our personal butler or bellhop, and if we approach it that way, I think we'll find ourselves disappointed pretty quickly, you know? But God is also great enough to be concerned with the smallest details in our lives.
Yeah, I like that. It makes sense because usually when we think about not bothering God with something, you know, we're actually limiting Him by thinking that God has bigger and better things to be about and doesn't have time for little old me.
Exactly. But God is so great, so awesome in power that if you think about it, He's involved with the smallest personal stuff all the time. Just think of how God sustains the earth, every molecule, every blade of grass, every ant. And because He loves us, of course He's going to have in mind the details of our lives because He cares about us. So again, we actually limit God. We limit His power when we say, oh, I couldn't bother Him with that. And I believe there's a significant reason why God wants us to bring the small stuff to Him. He wants us to live in the moment with Him, recognizing who He is and being dependent on Him.
Yeah, that's just beautiful and makes so much sense. You know, I love that because otherwise we're just going our own way.
Right. I mean, there's that old Fleetwood Mac song again. Maybe we should make that a theme for this program. You know, you can go your own way. You can call it another lonely day. I mean, that sums up, you know, living without prayer.
Yeah, it really does get lonely because when we don't live with God or we feel like he doesn't care, then we feel like it's all up to us, right? But that also raises a question, James. What about the person who says, I've tried praying about the small stuff, and sometimes I just get frustrated because nothing seems to happen?
Oh, you know, I appreciate that. I know what that feels like. But like you were saying, the real point of asking frequently isn't that we always get what we want. It's that we live our lives closer to God and walk more intimately with Him. God wants us to even give Him those things that can seem so trivial, and it's surprising what can happen when we do. But because His wisdom is perfect, sometimes we won't get what we ask for in the moment. And I think it's okay to bring that up as well in the conversation. Because often, you know, when that's happening in my life, and it happens all the time, I find that God is giving me a course correction and helping me to focus on His kingdom more and give myself to Him, or to look out for others more and you know, to serve them and live for Him in His kingdom.
Then I see what you mean about the importance of praying about the small things, because that opens us up in the moment, right, to God. And if truth be told, we need to make those course corrections. I know I do, like minute by minute. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm right there. I think that's the reason Jesus so often referred to us as sheep, you know, and He said we could do nothing apart from Him. And He said that we could do that He could do nothing apart from the Father. And I think that's why He so often wants to teach us dependence. That's why praying the small stuff matters, because what this leads to ultimately is a life that says, what do you want me to do today, Abba? Where do you want to go today? And that makes every day an adventure, because you're looking for Him more and more and living connected to Him.
Oh, I love that. And just like you were saying before, that's where the little things really do become big, right? Because you're practicing God's presence, and when you know He's there, I mean, what else matters more than that?
Oh, nothing's more affirming for your faith. You know, when you know that God is right there with you in the moment, and you know, and you can have these affirmations of faith every day. And of course, you know, some people would say, oh, well, you know, what you asked for and got, that was just a coincidence. But to the person who has prayed right beforehand and then sees it happen, you know in your spirit, because God's Spirit testifies that we're His children. And this isn't just about asking for things. It's about being with Him. It's about resting in Him, telling Him we love Him, sensing His leading more, and again, serving others for Him. It's really about walking by faith, sometimes one step at a time.
And James, living in His presence makes such a difference for the big requests, right, when those come.
Absolutely. It's all tied together. How can you know how to pray about the big things if you're not used to talking to God about the small ones? Because what happens is, if you talk to God about the small ones, then when it comes to the big requests, you're going to take your time and you're going to break those down, you know, detail by detail, and linger in prayer. And you see this in great prayers in history, like, you know, Reese Howell or Daniel Nash or so many others. There's this belief in the reality of God that impinges on the moment, because they've been living in the moment with Him anyhow.
Right. So should we say, sweat the small stuff?
No, I'd say we should love the small stuff. You know, love God in it. Give it to Him. Walk with Him in it, because then you really will see beautiful things. And that's only the beginning.
So awesome. Why don't you wrap up things with a prayer today that we can do just that?
Let's pray. Lord, you know how I need to grow in this. And I just praise you that you want us right there, that you love us like that. It's not, go away, kid, you bother me. You are loving in the smallest details of our lives. Help us to love you back, to bring them before you, to be yours, to live for you and your kingdom. Bless each of us in this, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.
You can hear more from Pastor James by visiting his website, jamesbanks.org, or by visiting Peace Church in Durham, North Carolina. May God bless you and encourage you as you pray.